Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's our 27th year on the air, bringing you Into Tomorrow. This for the weekend of Friday, March 25th, 2022, Beth's birthday. So happy birthday to Into Tomorrow's Beth Graveline Gatrell, who does the tech tips, posting on intotomorrow.com and in our weekly tech newsletter that I'm sure you get already. And I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline.
You sure?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. Well, we got John standing by in New Jersey this hour and a whole bunch of other folks to ask questions, make comments, share some tech rage, perhaps any number of things that can happen. But first, some tech news and commentary, often intermixed with some of our tech rage.
Yeah. Sales of 5G smartphones have finally eclipsed those of 4G handsets globally.
Really?
This is according to Counterpoint Research, noting that 5G devices account for 73% of sales in the North American market. The research firm cites Apple's introduction of the 5G phone in 2020 as the main catalyst for the surge. Hmm. Although I'm one of the few holdouts, I still have my little 4G LTE phone.
And it does the job.
It does the job, and I'm still paying it off, and I don't need...
And your 9-year-old son is always rubbing it in that his phone is 5G and yours is not.
Yeah, well, I told him that, you know, your mom paid for the more expensive phone, and whereas I thought logically and said, you know what, I don't need to spend the extra money for a 5G phone, especially when I don't even have 5G in my neighborhood yet.
Good for you. Yeah. My phone is 5G.
Oh, wow.
Okay. A Moscow court banned Facebook and Instagram this week for what it deemed extremist activity in a case against their parent company, Meta. But it said that Meta's WhatsApp messenger service would not be prohibited because it was a means of communication, not a source of information.
Okay.
All right. Because certainly no one on WhatsApp would say, do you really want to know what's going on in Ukraine? You know, Putin's lying to you. But it's not a source of information. The ruling immediately bans Facebook and Instagram from Russia, where both platforms are already blocked. Russian authorities are also seeking to designate Meta as an extremist organization. Now, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because it's the worst anti-social media platform next to Twitter that there is.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I think they're an extremist organization too.
Yeah. And along those lines, I've seen where a lot of journalists have saying that this war in Ukraine is the first TikTok war.
Hmm.
Meaning that, you know, so many people have posted videos of what's actually going on TikTok to be able to get really the word out that it's basically being fought on TikTok.
And they say that many Russian soldiers are on TikTok and seeing what's actually going on and questioning, why are they doing this? You know, they're not going after Nazis in Ukraine. This is crazy. They're going after citizens, old people, kids. I mean, that kind of stuff. So I think a lot of these Russian soldiers, unfortunately, thousands of them being killed as well because they're following orders, are having their understandable second thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's all about a TikTok war.
Yeah. Netflix announced that it plans to start cracking down on password sharing among watchers, and customers aren't taking it very well. The company said in a statement that in the past it has encouraged account sharing among its 222 million subscribers with features such as profiles and multiple streams, but that the practices are, quote, impacting our ability to invest in great new TV and films for our members.
Hmm.
Netflix said that it won't ban password sharing, but those who do it will have to pay. It'll be testing the change in three countries, Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru.
Not us?
Not us yet.
Woo.
For the equivalent of about $3, users can add up to two profiles. One Twitter user said, Netflix will lose a lot of customers if they do this password sharing crackdown that they plan to do.
Yeah, but will they? Although they've never had the competition like they have now,
right? You know, and I'm torn about this because I like the whole password sharing thing because you go with a couple of friends and you share the password and then you share the cost.
Yep.
But on the other hand, I also see it from Netflix's point of view. They are a business; they do provide a service. And
don't feel sorry for them.
I don't feel sorry. I never said I feel sorry for them. Okay. I see their point of view, and if I want to have the good content that does cost them money, then. It'll end up costing users probably less because there'll be less price increases across the board if everybody who's using it is actually paying for it.
And if it turns out to be $3 a month more to share it per person, maybe that's not so bad.
You say that because you have a free media account on Netflix. The rest of us that are paying for it want to keep those costs low.
So you're saying I shouldn't share my Netflix with you?
Well, maybe you should. Then I don't have to pay them the $15 a month I've been paying.
I see. Oh, the plot thickens. Smart technology like voice command, front view cameras, and smart dashboards will soon be in most new vehicles, rather than only luxury models. That according to a story in Android Headlines. So listeners like our Mustang Mary, for example, that asked about a front view camera just a couple of weeks ago, have something to look forward to, at least. Get it? Look forward to a front view camera.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, it took you a second, though. And I think that's pretty clever, though. A lot of people, I'm assuming, would enjoy a front view camera for various reasons. In the case of Mary, it was because of a new truck purchased and not able to see where the front of the truck is all the time and didn't want to be running into things, understandably.
I know, but when that question came up, you were the first person to remind us off the air, well, my car has front cameras, front view cameras. Like, I got cameras all around the car.
But it's a luxury model, okay? It's the new MDX. But we're saying that most new vehicles soon will have those kinds of things, which I think is great, although it sets me back because now I can't just brag all the time about all the cool stuff that my car has because other cars are getting them.
Because until you got that car, you're like, oh, I have the oldest car, the least high-tech car among the staff.
That's true. Amongst our staff and friends and so forth, I did have a 2013 MDX.
Now you've got the newest and most high-tech and may I remind you, most expensive car among us.
Very true. Good thing I sold a house a while back because that's the only way I could afford it. Yeah.
Most expensive car, that you don't even really drive that much.
That's funny because I actually caught a little hell from the Acura dealer locally for bringing it in because I got a notice on my app, the Acura app, that said you're due for oil change and tire rotation and it's free because you spent so much money on your car. And I went, okay, great. So I made arrangements to go in. And the guy says, what? This can't be right. You have only 1,900 miles on the car? I said, well, yeah, it's new, but I also don't drive that much. He goes, apparently. And he says, and your oil life, what does the app say for your oil life? 40%. That's way too soon to be changing the oil. 10 to 15% maybe. And 5,000 miles. I said, oh. He said, I tell you what, for coming in, we're going to wash and vacuum the car. Come see us later when you've put more miles on it.
Of course, being that you don't really drive the car, the outside needed wash, but not like the inside was really dirty.
No, true. I mean, I could hardly tell it was vacuumed because I don't let anyone eat in it or anything. Although I did have some fries a while back in there, and I dropped one between the seats.
I'm telling.
Yeah. Who are you going to tell?
I don't know.
Aha! See? Anyway, so there you go. Let that be a lesson. And now I am very thankful, as the service advisor said. He said, but if there's ever a time to not be driving a lot with the price of gas, now's the time. Because everything for me is very local. And we end up driving my car when we take off and go somewhere with Cameron and stuff. But I still don't drive a lot.
Because when we take your car, I don't have to pay for gas.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how that works? But I do have the most high-tech car.
Anyway, so I like always talking about companies that do good things, and sometimes even Amazon does semi-good things.
Oh, you lie.
Amazon has converted a warehouse space in Slovakia, previously used to fulfill customer orders, into a massive humanitarian aid hub to get much-needed supplies to refugees fleeing the war in neighboring Ukraine. Amazon says teams from around the world came together to convert 5,000 square meters of space in 10 days.
Wow.
And that it's the largest such hub Amazon has ever built. Amazon will leverage its expertise in global logistics to get things such as shelter materials, hygiene items, blankets, and clothing to frontline organizations quickly and efficiently. Amazon's transportation services team ships items to the new hub in Slovakia, and from there, supplies are distributed to displaced refugees in partnership with charities like Save the Children and the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies.
Good. Oh, that is good. And nice corporate citizen for a change. At least doing that.
Yeah, you won't hear me very often say something nice about Amazon, but right now, good on them.
And Russia better not be targeting Prime delivery trucks.
Yeah.
An Australian regulator is suing Facebook parent company Meta Platforms, Inc., accusing it of not doing enough to remove scam ads from Facebook that featured public figures promoting cryptocurrency, deepening the social media giant's legal troubles over that issue. The regulator said in its suit that ads on Facebook included fabricated quotes from well-known Australians promoting cryptocurrencies or other ventures and urging people to sign up and deposit funds. Meta reportedly has struggled to keep the ads off its site, with the scammers frequently changing the URLs for the scam sites and the text of the ads to escape Facebook's ad filtering. And of course, I don't think Facebook is struggling so much because they want the money. They don't care. They're advertisers, right? They want them to keep advertising. Okay, oh, they've changed the URL, so maybe it's not the same people. Take their money and we'll wait for a while, see what happens. And they continue to do that. So I'm glad this Australian regulator is going after them, at least.
Yeah. Well, I've been having to report ads on Facebook the last few days because, you know, these sponsored posts show up from, quote-unquote, Fox News. And, you know, I clicked on one of them because I was like, you know, who do they have writing their headlines? Because it didn't make any sense at all.
Oh.
So I opened, you know, the article, and I was reading through it, and I was like, the English and the grammar in this is horrible. So, you know, I click on the page to see if it took me to Fox News. And on Facebook, when you click on something, there's like a little about this page where it tells you where it's based, and it says, you know, headquartered in Pakistan. I'm like, well, I know Fox News isn't in Pakistan, so it was obvious to me, because they were all pushing these CBD gummy things.
Oh, geez.
And I figured, well, first of all, I don't think a news organization would be, you know, putting up ads for CBD gummies.
Wow.
So I've been, you know, they showed up as every ad in my news feed the other day, because it's like every third or fourth post is always an ad.
Yeah.
And that's every single ad was for that.
Well, I'm
so
glad you reported
all of them.
I have a feeling they don't care, because
sure
again,
sure
they want their money. And what do you mean it's a scam? Wink, wink.
Because they spoofed the Fox News Facebook. And they even had the Fox News logo, but it didn't take you to the actual Fox News page.
God. So they're not struggling with this. You know,
no.
Facebook, Zuckerberg is just saying, take their money until we really get
money,
caught.
Right. If they'll give us money, they can put an ad up. It doesn't matter who they are or what they're advertising.
It's really hashtag pathetic and hashtag disgusting.
Yeah.
I use those a lot in my various anti-social media.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you can follow me at Dave Graveline on everything, because I don't hide. I don't have these goofy names that, oh, I wonder who that is. You know it's me, okay? And if you mention the show, I will follow you back. So Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, what the heck else am I on? I don't know. Just all the anti-social media. LinkedIn. Did I mention Fakebook? You know, it's all there. Instagram.
MySpace, Google Plus.
MySpace, right, exactly. Now I should do one on MySpace just so I say I have it.
Yeah.
Can you even?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Mark Zuckerberg said that Meta would add NFTs to Instagram. While he didn't describe exactly what they would look like, he said during a session at South by Southwest that, quote, over the next several months, the ability to bring some of your NFTs in, hopefully over time, be able to mint things within that environment. There have been rumblings about this, that this was coming. Last year, Instagram lead Adam Mosseri said the team was actively exploring NFTs.
Which, by the way, is non-fungible tokens.
Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any actual announcements.
So. Interesting. Just teasing.
Yeah.
They're going to screw that up, too. Yeah. But along those lines, cybersecurity company Surfshark conducted research analyzing the state of cybercrimes worldwide. The study found that phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing continues to be the most common cybercrime for the second year, with more than 241,000 victims in 2020 alone. Nevertheless, confidence and romance fraud had the most significant financial impact, $600 million in 2020 for confidence and romance fraud. People who fell victim to investment fraud lost the most per victim, averaging $38,000 and change. The least impactful online crime is the denial of service or DOS attacks. Only around 2,000 victims reported this crime with an average loss of $254 in 2020. The study found that since 2001, the online crime victim count increased by 15 times, and financial losses grew more than 200 times, from $2,000 to $480,000 per hour. So in total, cybercrime claimed at least 5,654,000 plus victims and $19,216,000 in losses over, $19,216,000,000 in losses over the 20-year period. Too many zeros. I had to count them as I was saying it. So, yikes. Cybersecurity is an issue and continues to be. John in Bridgewater, New Jersey, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcasts, and I happen to know each and every week. Hey, John, welcome Into Tomorrow.
Yo, so you said you wanted to hear about happy memories of tech from days of yore. Here are a couple of mine. They center on mobile devices. I won a Palm Pilot. Cass, remember those things? I forget who made them, but I won that from somewhere. It was really cool, and I loved it. But then I got something even better. I bought a Cassiopeia Pocket PC that ran Windows. It was so cool. It was so bulky. I got a car mount and a GPS receiver for it, and I used to use it for navigation in the car. It was great. I still love the features I had with that, and I don't have those anymore, a lot of them. Like elevation and stuff like that just doesn't show up. Not with Waze, at least. Sometimes it did take 10 minutes or more to sync up with GPS. Yeah, that was bad. Lastly, I had a moment listening to the show last week. You said you got a human touch, and my brain went on the fritz. I knew you were going to say that you had one to give away. I just knew it. In my head, I was already shooting my laptop with a shotgun. I guess I'd have to borrow one. Driving over with my minivan, and then I realized it wasn't a giveaway. Oh, well. I hope you enjoy it. You should have a contest to fly someone down there to the studio to sit in the chair. That would be fun.
That would be fun. Yeah, because everyone, not only on our staff, but guests and others visiting the studios, that I always give everyone to start the 5-minute demo. And everyone's reaction is exactly the same. Quote, wow, amazing, close quote. I mean, whether they heard someone else say it or not, and it is. And if you want to know what we and John are talking about, check out the interview that we did at CES. It's all there for you at intotomorrow.com. Thank you, John. Good comments.